What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Well, 11 minutes to 11. I think this is a very interesting development. This is a gentleman saying, we need to do a survey. We need to find out about how many people in North Queensland are fed up with the treatment they're getting out of Brisbane. And it's a breakaway state movement, obviously, and this is very interesting. And people say, oh, no, it's pointless. No, what's nothing will ever happen. And I do remember people, when they introduced daylight saving across Queensland, in North Queensland, a whole lot of people, especially those who didn't have air conditioning, said they can't get the kids to sleep, etc., and they were losing sleep and they were tired all day. Lots of reasons why they didn't think daylight saving was good for us up here. Now, I remember Wayne Goss was the Premier at the time, and that was passed on to him on several occasions in on-air interviews. And I used to give him the results of on-air polls. One day I remember giving him the latest poll result, and he said, well, that's it then. We're going to have a referendum on this. That'll sort it out once and for all. And lo and behold, against all the pundits down in the southeast corner, if you like, North Queensland won. Because people were fed up to the teeth with it up here. So don't give up on this. If you've sometimes just dreamed about getting a government that actually cares about North Queensland and it's prepared to address some of the miseries we endure, this could be very interesting for you. This gentleman on the line is president of North Queensland State Alliance. He's a barrister. He's a graduate of James Cook University, and his name is Peter Raffles. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
There'll be a whole lot of people saying, oh, thank God, someone's aware that that there's a significant number of people in the north that are fed up and they want a break. They want to have their own breakaway state. Tell me about where you come from on this.
Where I've come from my own background. I'm an Innisfail bloke originally, and I went to Townsville and worked and graduated from James Cook. And then I'd always had a sense that we in the north were not the same, treated the same as people in the south. But one of the benefits of having graduated from James Cook, I took a role up at what was called EARC, the Electoral and Administrative Review Commission, which was a child of the Fitzgerald Inquiry. And our role at the inquiry was to review the systems of government in Queensland, the electoral laws, the public assembly laws, freedom of information, and so on. And so this was 3 years of, you know, just great learning for me. And one of the things I began to learn was just how different the state is from the north to the south and how it's treated differently. And I gave this example a little while back, and I was sitting in the reform room one afternoon, and we were talking about rolling out some legislative reform. And I said to the other lawyer at the end of the table, how are you going to roll this out at Gumloo, Guthalungra, Elmaden? And he paused for a while and he says, where's Elmaden?
Yes.
And I said, It's just north of Nambour. Of course. And he just looked back across the table. And it gave me a sense that you don't get it.
Yes.
You know, that we live differently in the north.
Yes.
You know, the daylight saving, we're in a different latitude. The diseases that we have, you know, that we've had, the leptospirosis that Dr. Cotter and Innisfail discovered, you know, we live differently. And so and our children don't get the same opportunities. You know, I've been involved in sport all my life, and I go, now hang on, whether it's, you know, hockey or netball, why don't we have franchises here? So, yeah, that's what drives me.
And it goes back a long way. This is very interesting indeed. And not only that, you've coped with people who have no understanding of life up here, and you've coped with them face to face. So you've had that experience. A lot of people up here don't like the treatment we get, but they haven't actually face to face had the experience of people in the southeast corner, particularly speaking about and how they think about us in the north and the west to a certain extent. So they don't know this almost disdain or lack of interest in us that exists in the southeast corner.
Absolutely. And from a sporting point of view, you know, this I've been heavily involved in cricket, and we're about to take an under-17 side away. And I'm going to use this example because it really hit home to me just how different it is. And they said, oh, well, once you get to 16s, it goes to the North Country, South Country, and then... And I said, oh, well, the countryside will come and play the Queensland side. And my question back, what, you've already picked the Queensland side? And so, there'll be an opportunity. And then the next point came, when the team comes, can you get them to bring their own blankets and pillows? And I was like, why is that? And I said, because they'll need to sleep on the floor of the Allan Border, Field Stadium.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, okay. 2 years later, when the under-15s were coming from Brisbane to the north, and I was talking about it, I said, don't forget to bring your pillows and blankets. And there's strange silence. But I guess at a very practical, local level, that's sort of saying, hey, look, we're different.
Yes.
And good luck to you. If you want your daylight saving, you can have it.
Mm.
The professor from Griffith University saying, that we're the dependent. Okay, if we're the dependent child, let us leave. You'll be better off. But the fact is, when we start to do the numbers, that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street. But there's another side to this, and that is the Federation was set up to grow. Mm. There is provision made in our constitution for it to grow. 1898 was the first referendum for Australia to become a Commonwealth. Queensland didn't participate in that referendum. It was going to be left a colony. And the rest of the states had to vote and was defeated in New South Wales. And the reason that Queensland didn't vote is because North and Central Queensland wanted to be separate in 1898.
Well.
And if we look at Section 7, Paragraph 2 of our Constitution, it says, and the compromise was that North Queensland would get its own senators. And the compromise is set out in that Paragraph 2 of Section 7. It says, Queensland can be divided into divisions for the purposes of electing senators if the Queensland Parliament so provides.
Mm.
Unless the Commonwealth otherwise provides in the meantime. It sat there from 1901 to 1983. Yeah. In 1983 is a bit of a retaliation for the Bjelke-Petersen Senate issue.
Yeah.
The Hawke government passed legislation blocking it. But it can be removed by simple legislation tomorrow.
Mm.
And we would get our own senators. So the history is long.
In the original concept of two states in what is now Queensland, where would the northern capital have been based? Did they get that far in discussions?
There's so many being touted. Salheim, west out near Charters Towers is one. Today, I was up in Cairns and gave a bit of a presentation, and somebody asked this question about where the capital would be, and I said, well, I'm from South Johnston. Cairns is a suburb of South Johnston, Ennisfield is a suburb of South Johnston. It's a very strange look. but I did say in the end, where will the capital be? It's where the people choose it to be. And there are so many arguments there. Do we want it on the coast subject to climate and whatever? Do we want it back in from the coast at somewhere like Charters Town? Do we want to do the Canberra model where nobody really wants it? where Melbourne and Sydney couldn't agree on where Canberra
was. Yeah, exactly.
And then we would end up with saying, yeah. So exactly. There's a lot of arguments, and ultimately it's for the people.
A name for a break. I don't like to use the name breakaway state, but that's the best I've got at the moment. A name for it. One suggestion I've had on air was Capricornia. What are your thoughts about a name?
The Capricornia puts that geographical divide. What I'm particularly interested to learn, in Australia, there's about 3% of the 3 to 4% of the population is First Nation Indigenous.
Mm.
In North Queensland, it's somewhere between 10 and 11%. So if we take that line somewhere around the Capricorn, it's about 10-11%. And one of the things I want to understand as we move forward with the discussion and the debate is, how would you describe this country? What was its history, from your people and our First Nation people? And if there's a name in there that we can all look at and say, yeah, that identifies us, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm still in awe at this development. By the way, do you remember the name Paul Everingham?
It rings a bell, but I don't.
I'll just briefly mention him. For years, he was touting this. He was a former boss of the Northern Territory. He was born in Innisfail, brought up in Innisfail. And he was the first one that I haven't been around for a hell of a long time. I only got here in 83. But he was banging the drum back then saying, we have got to stand up for our rights because we're being treated as second-class citizens. He didn't say whether it was the arrogance of the people in the southeast corner or the ignorance. He just said, we have to acknowledge we get really badly treated, so let's start organising ourselves. And he banged the drum for a good decade on this, but we got nowhere. So I wish you a lot more success than Paul Everingham enjoyed back then, Peter Raffles. Can we stay in touch?
Absolutely, love to stay in touch. I mean, can I just make a quick comment about his campaign? Yeah. I haven't read it, but this issue about we live differently and how do we get treated differently? Well, there were a number of, you know, complaints in the parliament about the banking inquiry. No, it's all good. When the Royal Commission actually happened, what actually we found was there was a problem, but it was the regional areas of Australia, like up here in the north.
Yes.
From 2007 to 2022, it's taken to get some reform on insurance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Why is this taking so long?
Yeah.
Our own senators, our own parliament, it changes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very good point, Peter. That was a really good point and very timely too, given that we've now got July 1st as the date. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Peter, really interesting today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Remember this gentleman's name. His name is Peter Raffles, R-A-F-F-L-E-S, President, North Queensland State Alliance. He's a barrister. He's a graduate of James Cook University, and hopefully he's got a very successful future on this particular matter.